Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Good morning, Dr. Sala, writes a friend of Guidelines. I have a question to ask you. I'm confused about tithing, and I want to be obedient to God's word. I understand a tenth is required, and in Malachi 3:10, that it should be brought into the storehouse, which I assume means the church. I have been giving half to church and another half to missions. Sometimes I don't approve of the decisions of the church and how the money is used. What is right in God's eyes? Friend, how would you answer that question? Does God have a claim to what you have? Is the church the storehouse which the prophet Malachi talked about? Our English word tithe comes from an old Anglo-Saxon word. It means a tenth. The custom of giving a tenth of your income to God goes back at least 3,000 years to the times of the patriarchs. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they all gave a tithe of their income. This, of course, was long, long before Baptist churches and finance committees hit upon the idea of sending weekly envelopes to church members. The first mention of giving a tithe or a tenth is found in the Old Testament when Abraham came back from the battle with the five kings, and he gave a tenth of the spoils to Melchizedek. He was the king of Salem, also known as the priest of the Most High God. Abraham's grandson also understood the importance of giving a tenth of his income to the Lord. At Bethel, following an encounter with God, Jacob set up a stone as a memorial to his spiritual experience, and he vowed, "Of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth." When the law was given by Moses, tithing became a standard practice. A tithe of everything from the land, instructs Leviticus 27:30, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belongs to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. A study of Old Testament history shows very clearly a parallel between times of prosperity in Israel and observing the practice of tithing. Haggai, a 5th century prophet, observed, "You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it." Those are strong words. Malachi, the last of the Old Testament prophets, records a conversation between man and God. It goes, "Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house." The storehouses, according to modern excavations, surrounded the temple, and the grains and foods brought to the temple provided for the priests who cared for the great temple. But does that translate to the local church today? Should missions be above and beyond what a person does for his church? And even more important, does the Old Testament practice of tithing or giving a tenth carry into the New? Of one thing you can be sure, God's expectations were never lowered. The question of to whom a tithe belongs is addressed in these words, "A tithe of everything belongs to the Lord." A final thought. When you come to grips with God's will for your money, you will have learned a great truth. For God is debtor to no one. Scripture says He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Think about it.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.